Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive the inner life depicted in Sangam literary work Natrinai 31, written by Nakkiranar, set in the Nadal landscape or the coastal regions, in the words of the lady to her confidant about her state of mind. மாயிரும் பரப்பகம் துணிய நோக்கி சேயிராயறிந்த சிறுவெண் காக்கை பாயிரும் பனிக்களி துளையி பைங்கால் தான் வீழ்ப்படைக்கு பயிரிடுவு சுரக்கும் சிறுவி ஞானல் துறையுமார் இனிதே பெரும் புலம்பு உற்ற நெஞ்சமொடு பல நினைந்து யானும் இணையேனாயின் ஆனாது வேறு பல் நாட்டில் கால்தர வந்த பல ஒரு பண்ணியம் இழிதறு நிலவு மணல் நெடுஞ்சினை புன்னை கடுஞ்சூழ்வென் குறுகு உளவுத்திரை ஓதம் வெறுவும் உறவு நீர் சேர்ப்பனோடு மனவா உங்கே. Even on first pass, the poem echoes with a lot of feeling, contrasting feelings too. There was inide, meaning happy, on one hand, and following it was the phrase perum pulambu utra nenjamudu, meaning a heart burdened with much sadness. Then hiding in between were little fish, those one-letter words that seemed to convey the vastness of the ocean entire. For instance, a word like ma, which here pertains to great. Is it only a coincidence that the word for mother in many languages involved the same syllable, ma? I learnt that the single letter word V means a flower, so much beauty in something so little. The expression nilavu manal caught my attention, for it means moon sand, a poetic way to say that the shore was filled with white sand shining like the powder of the moon afar. Also, came to know that kal, which we usually associate with leg, in this instance means the wind. The phrase run like the wind suddenly looks exciting to me in Tamil. Finally, there was the promise of birds and trees for us to gaze at and to be inspired on this ancient show. We see how the dots connect when we perceive the context of the poem. The lady is separated from her man who has parted away on a task. Completing that task, he returns. The lady's confidant, knowing that he is within earshot, does not inform the lady that he's arrived, but asks her to observe the beautiful scenes in the shore and indirectly tells her that he will be back soon and be united with her. To this, the lady replies, peering inside the wide and dark expanses of the ocean, diving into cold dark backwaters, the little seagull pounces on the roving red shrimps and, having caught hold of it, searches for its slender-legged mate and shares its catch. Such scenes in the seaport, adorned with small flowers of the nanal, are sweet indeed. But this was before I united with the Lord of the Seas, in whose shore, filled with moon-like sand, lie scattered exotic things that were brought from countries afar by the ships on the wings of the wind. A shore filled with punnai trees, with tall and spreading branches, on which stands in fear a pregnant egret, scared of the roars of the roving waves. Unlike those happy days before I saw him, now I have lost my peace and have turned into someone with a heart burdened with great sadness, thinking many distressful thoughts. Let's first observe the outer world depicted in the poem. There are two contrasting scenes. One, where the nyanal or the tiger claw trees bloom with their golden flowers, and where you see a seagull searching the cold waters for a catch, finding its prey and then flying towards its mate to share it. Such golden scenes of love and joy. The other, where the punnai or the laurelwood trees abound with tall spreading branches, where a pregnant egret is resting and is scared to venture out, hiding in fear of even the sound of the ocean's waves. Now, both the scenes are very much in the same hamlet where our lady lives. A fine point she makes, saying that she could perceive those pleasant scenes only before her pain of separation started. But now, in the same place, her eyes turned towards elements expressing anxiety and fear, like that pregnant egret alone in her nest high above. I'm stunned that an ancient verse expresses so acute an understanding of the human mind. With its rich and contrasting imagery, it seems to declare that we do not see what is there, we see what we are. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me through these ancient lands and minds to appreciate the universality of human experience that is beyond space and time. Please do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do share your thoughts on nandinikarki.com. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.